News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
All righty. So I would like to welcome into our studios today. We have Pam Ross. She's the executive director of the Snyder County Libraries. And also we have our board president of your basically, do you call it Friends of Snyder County Library or just the board president of the Gelnet Library?
The board president.
Okay. All right. Let me get that right. So it's the Snyder County Libraries, but the branch in Sealands Grove is Gelnet Library, correct? Good morning, both of you. Thanks for coming in. So I know there's always something going on at the library, and it's an exciting time for Sealands Grove to have their big event. It's called Putting for Pages. And if you want to start, Pam, and then we'll talk with Bob a little bit more, too. But just give us an idea of what Putting for Pages is all about.
Why, sure. It's a two-day event on Friday, March 6th. It's an adult-only event. The reason it's adult-only is we have beer from Sealands Grove Brewing and wine from Shade Mountain Winery, as well as lots of good food from Isabella's and other kind donors. And it's, of course, only for grown-ups. And you come, you eat, you chat with your friends, you have something to drink, and you can play miniature golf as much or as little as you want. It's not like it is on Saturday where you can play wherever you want. You can start at the top of the course, you can jump in, it doesn't matter, it's just for fun.
It's very laid back.
It's very laid back, it's just people having fun.
Sure.
I always say, don't worry if you can play miniature golf, because just cheat, it doesn't matter. It's just for fun, and people really do have a great time. And we get people from all over the place, which is what's really neat. It's not just a Sealands Grove event. People come from far and wide for this, which is really fun for us.
And it did start a few years ago, so you've been doing this for a while.
You know, this is like our sixth or seventh.
Okay.
I can't honestly remember.
Is it our sixth
year? Yeah, it's hard to believe it's been this many years already.
That's amazing. Well, Bob, just kind of describe what you can see when you walk into the library for this event.
Well, it's really fun. I mean, where can you go play golf inside at a library? It's just such a neat event. Pam came up with the idea 6 years ago, and we got together, and we planned this, and we've done it now, and it's been really successful. And we're so lucky we have so many generous sponsors that help us out. So it's a fun event. I hope everybody can come out Friday night or Saturday, which is a great day for the kids to come out also.
And the thing on Saturday is it's $5 per person and you get free food. So
okay.
You can't go out to eat that cheaply anywhere.
Okay, so Saturday's the day that all the kids are welcome to come. I know my daughter participated last year, but a lot of high schoolers and middle schoolers come out.
All ages. And lots of little kids. Now, if you're a little worried about the thought of 18 holes and you've got a two-year-old, we do have a way that they can just do a couple fun holes that go down the central stairs and then down in the kids' library. So if you know your little one can't handle it, don't worry. There is a path we'll tell you about that is quicker, and then your kid won't even know that they're missing anything.
Okay, great. All right, Bob, why don't you're with EXP Realty.
That's correct.
Why don't you talk about some of the wonderful businesses that are going to be part of this?
Yeah, we have some really great sponsors. Our main sponsor is The Daily Item. We also have Fulton Financial, M&T Community Bank, Penn Fire Protection, and Wise Markets. They've been so generous, and we just really appreciate them helping us out.
And talk about some of the food and drink sponsors as well. I guess that's a lot of the work right there.
Exactly. We have Shade Mountain Winery that donates wine each year, and then Sealands Grove Brewing that does the same. And so with your ticket, you get two drinks Friday night. And then we have food from all sorts of different places. Most of the food for Friday night comes from Isabella's. But then we have lots of other sponsors. For instance, Saturday Bella's gives us pizza, Country Cupboard, Dunkin' Donuts. Keller's gives us soda and water. The Kind Cafe, Skeeter's, Sushi Masa, that's a new one for this year. And so we're excited for people to see Sushi Masa.
Yeah.
We try to get some new ones each year so that people get to experience something new. Troutman's, Wicked Dog. I'm sure there's probably others that
so
I'm not thinking
of. So you're not going to go hungry or thirsty?
Oh, my gosh, no.
Yeah, Friday night is heavy hors d'oeuvres, so it's a meal.
It's a meal. It sure is. And then Saturday we have hot dogs. We have cookies. We have
pizza.
Oh, potato chips from Middlesworth. Soda. Yeah. All the things that kids are looking for.
That's wonderful. So, obviously, you don't just do this for fun. It is fun. fun, but it is there's fun. Also a purpose behind it as well.
We need to raise money. It's cost over, well, getting close to $500,000 to run the four libraries for a year. So it's a very, it's an expensive business, and we don't want to have to cut expenses.
Sure.
And so we work very, very hard raising money. This is just actually one of our fundraisers.
Okay.
We're doing a solicitation right now with Cranes. We do a wine and art event. We do this one.
Mm-hmm.
We get governmental funding, all sorts of grants, all sorts of stuff. But all of this keeps the libraries open. And we do have four libraries. This one occurs in Selins Grove. However, we also have libraries in Middleburg, McClure, and Beavertown. So we really do serve the county. Plus, we deliver to people's homes when they can't get out. So we're all over the place.
Yeah. And why are libraries still relevant, Bob? What are some of the services that you just still need?
Well, I think it's amazing when I go in the library. We don't realize a lot of people don't even have internet access in their homes. I go in, people are at the computers. We have great programs for the children. Just you see people coming in and meeting and just socializing. It's a great library, and it's just a wonderful place, and Pam does a great job.
Thank she you. Sure does. And, you know, to be honest, I'm sure there's a lot of kids that really are looking for something to do after school as well. And
absolutely.
This would be a great opportunity for them to just go in and sit and read and be around other people.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we get a lot of after school kids, and on the weekend, too, of course.
Yeah. So just remind folks how to take part in Putting for Pages. If they're just tuning in now, you know, how can they get their tickets?
Well, they can either get tickets ahead of time at any one of our four libraries, or they can show up at the door. We like it if they buy them ahead of time because it gives us a better sense of numbers, but it's absolutely not required. There will be enough tickets to go around.
Okay.
So it's Friday, March 6th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. And then Saturday, you can stop in at any time you want. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday is $5 per person who plays. So if you're grandma and you're not playing but you're bringing the grandkids, you pay for each grandchild.
Okay.
And now if you want to eat, then you
sure.
You give a donation or whatever.
Sure.
And then Saturday, you can get there at any time. You know, everybody is available at 6:30. The food is out all evening, and you can start playing or talking with your friends whenever you want.
How long does it take most people to get through the course?
It really depends.
It depends. Yeah. If it gets crowded, it can be an hour, but mm-hmm. mostly it's just people socializing. They play. They take a drink with them.
Sure.
It is a fun evening.
Yeah.
How do you set this up?
I just have to
know. It's really crazy. We actually work through a company that brings us all the stuff because
okay.
this is more stuff than we could possibly imagine. They have greens that are pre-made that we just distribute. We have a course all set up,
sure.
and that we change each year a little bit, so I've already done that. I assign the sponsors to each hole because they get decorated, so you should see my office. It's always a mess, but right now you can't even walk in. It's got pink flamingos, it's got rubber duckies, it's got elephants, it's got I don't know what all else. It's got everything. That we use to decorate the holes where the sponsors don't. Some sponsors go crazy. Hummelsworth Fire Company is a prime example. They've been with us every year. You should see the stuff that they bring in. It's really cool. Twin River Wealth Management, it's another one. They go all out. And it starts, it's the entire library.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's set up using pieces of the library, like if there's a bookshelf, that'll be part of the course. There's, I don't even know what it's called. It's some sort of wooden stripping that bends. And that's what we use to make the very long holes. And then Sire Advertising makes us, oh, I don't even know. What's the thing that you call it?
They make
the
us signs that we place at the tee.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So everybody that sponsors a hole, their name mm-hmm. is at the tee.
That's mm-hmm. great.
And then we decorate so that people are looking down in most cases. They can mm-hmm. see all the decorations.
That's really nice.
And so it's fun.
And then we also have a contest for the best decorated hole.
Absolutely.
Which is something we just started, and that's been a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet that's fun for businesses to
It is.
Win.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of sponsors that do it themselves.
Well, wonderful. Well, I realize 10 minutes goes by really quickly, but we appreciate you both being here. We've been talking with Pam Ross, the Executive Director of Snyder County Libraries, and Bob Bertram, who's the Board President of Snyder County Libraries, and they're talking about Putting for Pages. Let me get your website.
Well, you can go to our main website, which is www.snydercountylibraries.org, and go to it from there. Or you can visit Facebook at facebook.com/puttingforpages. and four is F O R.
Okay, four as yeah. in four for golf.
Exactly, not, right, not F-O-R.
Well, thank you both for being here today.
Thanks, Allie. Appreciate it.
And good luck with your event. I hope it goes great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you're listening to WKOK at 721.